James, Perry, and Rick, and nice to catch up. He was with us here in studio, and now he was so excited to talk to us again because he had so much fun in studio here a month ago. He is joining us all the way from Slovakia this morning, Canucks defenseman and Team Canada defenseman Troy Stetcher. How you doing, Troy?
Good, guys. How are you guys doing?
Excellent. You missed us that much, didn't you?
Yeah. Can you guys hear me fine?
Yeah. Can you hear us? Are we good?
Yep. Just want to make sure.
Hey, Troy, we were just into a conversation here. We were just talking about basketball and all that and the number of different sports. And we always, you know, the veterans, the Gretzkys and that of the world said, oh, I played all these different sports growing up. And it's so different now with academies. But here you are. You're the pro hockey player. You're the Vancouver Canuck. You're playing at the World Championships. You're kind of part of that new age where there's hockey academies everywhere. Did you play a whole bunch of different sports growing up?
I did. I played baseball. I ended up quitting that to play lacrosse. So I played lacrosse in the off season, and then I think around the age of 13, I had to make a choice what to do, and I decided to play spring hockey and hockey full time. And I actually attended the academy too at SDSS, but it wasn't a team back then. It was instead of PE and a home ex class, you would do off-ice training one day, and then you'd skate the next day, but I'd still play for Richmond Miners. So.
Yeah, but 9 or 10 years old, it wasn't hockey 12 months of the year. Your parents were like, yeah, let's check everything else out before you decide.
Yeah, I played a variety of sports. I played basketball in elementary school, grade 6 and 7, so tried to be athletic.
So what's the experience been like putting on the jersey, repping the Maple Leaf here for Canada so far at the Worlds? How's it been?
It's been amazing. Obviously, didn't get the start we wanted against Finland. A little bit different playing on a bigger ice surface. Guys are going to have to adapt, but we feel the team are getting better every day.
For your game, the bigger ice surface, there's people who would struggle to adapt, but the way you skate, has it kind of been a little bit of a groove that you can find going? I don't mind the extra space in the corners to make some moves and get out of tight spaces.
Yeah, with the puck, it's a little more fun. Definitely, you're a little bit more creative. You can see the skill on individual players kind of blossom, but at the same time, defensively, it's a little bit different. In the NHL, you're always taught to eliminate time and space and try to close your gaps as quick as possible, and here sometimes you kind of have to back off and let your forwards track back. So there's some pros and cons to it, but it's been a good journey so far.
Troy Stetcher with us here on Sportsnet 650. You saw Kaapo Kakko up front and personal when you scored two goals against you guys in that opening game for Team Finland. A lot of talk about whether it's going to be Jack Hughes going first overall at next month's draft here in Vancouver or Kakko. Give me your assessment of what you've seen from the youngster who isn't even drafted into the National Hockey League yet.
Yeah, he's a really good player. Seems like he's already got his man strength. He's pretty big body, really good skill, and an exciting player. So seems every year there's more and more young guys entering the league and you know, making a statement when they come in, and they're not just kind of there. They're actually playing really well, like PD did last year and best the year before. So he's one of those top-end players.
Troy, when you get to a tournament like this in a roster, I mean, we can look at some of the local guys in Kyle and Sam and Dante, and I don't know if you ever skate with them at all in the summer, but hockey guys are always laid back and easy to get going. How easy is it to kind of start the conversations and maybe learn a little bit more about these guys that you battle with during the regular season and maybe a little bit more of their team? Have you kind of hung out with a couple of different guys that you really didn't know at all?
Yeah, I didn't really know too many guys except I knew Fabro and Jost a little bit. We all played in Penticton at different times, but it's funny, in the hockey world, there's not many bad hockey guys. You might hate them on the ice, but once you meet them, everybody seems to get along great. It's easy to start conversations and it's easy to kind of pick up and join and mesh as a group. So, I don't know. I seem like I've kind of been hanging around the Vegas guys a little bit this year, but or at this tournament. They're all great guys, obviously. The pain playing them. It seemed like they kind of dominated us too this year, and all great guys though.
Who was that player for you that you kind of might have thought beforehand, thinking, man, this guy's such a prick, and then you meet the guy and you're like, actually he's a good dude.
Darnell Nurse. He's tough to play against, big D-man, but he's a great guy. I've had a lot of fun with him. we've done a lot of events together as a group. We've gone bowling, go out for dinners and whatnot, kind of walk around the city, and we were in Vienna before we got here in Košice, so not one bad guy on the team, but beforehand I didn't like it, many of them.
You play here when the crowd's going in Vancouver, it's pretty cool, but how different is it over there, especially your last game against Slovakia? It just had seemed like, wow, that's kind of soccer atmosphere, fans meets hockey. Is it a different experience as far as playing and the way the fans, you know, treat the game?
Definitely at the NHL level, but it's still such a big unknown out west about college hockey, but it reminded me a little bit about playing at the Ralph Engelstad and in North Dakota, just all the chants and how everybody's kind of unified and clapping at the same time and cheering, and it creates for a great environment and great atmosphere as a player. But definitely the end of the game against Slovakia, I've never been a part of anything like that. I think that we scored with 1.8 seconds left, and I think it took 10 minutes to finish that second. They had to clean the ice. They were throwing bottles and chocolate bars, cigarette packs. Someone hit a Meredith a wine glass on the ice, so it was pretty unique to be a part of.
Well, Troy Stetcher with us here on Sportsnet 650, and they booed the Canadian anthem too. What was your reaction to that?
We all just kind of embraced it. Going into the game, you obviously don't expect anything like that to happen, but when it happens, just kind of it was such a long delay that we kind of sat back and just kind of watched it happen and unfold. And it just shows how passionate the fans are. As a player, you always want to play in a great atmosphere like that. So
you weren't upset.
Definitely a memory that we'll never forget.
You weren't upset or outraged or anything like that to think it was so disrespectful. It was just kind of the heat of the moment then.
Yeah, not at all. kind of enjoyed it. I'm sure it's a story I'll tell my kids and my grandkids when I'm older, and I'm sure the story will get elaborated a little bit more. But, yeah, it was pretty unique.
Have you caught up with any of your Canuck teammates anywhere?
So far, no, I haven't, except Demko. Demko's Team USA is staying in the same hotel as us. And then I've seen Christian Wolan, who plays in Ottawa. I played with him at North Dakota. So some familiar faces all around, and it's good to catch up with a bunch of different guys.
So you say hi to Thatcher, but you're blowing off Quinn Hughes already. Attaboy.
I haven't seen Hughes. He's actually been with his brother. So if I see Quinn, I'll definitely say hi. I'm playing with Shabbat right now, kind of similar, so I definitely like to see Hughesy if I can, but schedules are so different. We only see him in the lobby for a couple of minutes, so if I see him, I'll definitely pull him aside and say hi and ask him how he's doing, but watch his game, and he's playing really well.
You mentioned Shabbat that you're playing with. A lot of people look at him as the heir apparent in Ottawa for Erik Karlsson. He's putting up some pretty filthy numbers as a guy who's, what, 21 this past season. How good is he in your estimation?
He's a special talent. It's hard to find players like that that have that offensive abilities from the back end. And it's tough to acquire them. You kind of have to draft them, and it's tough to trade for them. And the odds that they become a free agent aren't very high. And when you do try to sign them, I think every team would obviously give them an offer. So it's a good opportunity for me to play. I feel like I'm trying to read off him a little bit just because there's a little bit unknown with his game because he's so offensive, but at the same time, hopefully prepare me if the opportunity arises that I could play with Quinn, that I could maybe adapt to it.
Well, it's great to see you in a Canadian uniform, Troy. Continued success over there, and thanks for your time, bud. We'll be watching closely and enjoy the run.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Sportsnet 650.